Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Alongside the thousands of Cochrane reviews of the effects of treatments, there are some which investigate interventions intended to reduce the side effects of treatments. One such review, updated in December 2015, looks at the levonorgestrel intrauterine system for endometrial protection in women with breast cancer who are taking tamoxifen. Irene Hsu from the University of California in San Diego, USA, tells us more.
Tamoxifen is one of the most commonly used drugs in cancer care. It's widely used by women following their initial treatment for breast cancer to reduce the risk of a recurrence of the disease. But it can also cause abnormal changes to the endometrium, the lining of the uterus. These side effects can lead to the development of polyps or endometrial cancer, and so it's important to find ways to prevent or reduce them. One approach might be with a levonorgestrel intrauterine system, or LNGIUS, which when implanted in a woman's uterus releases a synthetic hormone levonorgestrel into the endometrium and causes marked endometrial suppression. However, levonorgestrel is a progestin, and because many breast cancers are progesterone positive, we also need to know whether the device might cause harm by increasing breast cancer recurrence. We investigated whether the LNGIUS reduces the risks of endometrial polyps, abnormal thickening of the lining of the uterus, and endometrial cancer in women taking tamoxifen following breast cancer, and we have found evidence to support its use. We also looked at other outcomes, but there was insufficient evidence for most of these. Four randomized trials were identified involving 543 women, and we felt that the overall quality of the evidence was moderate due to relatively small sample sizes and low event rates. The four studies were from the United Kingdom, Turkey, Egypt, and Hong Kong, and the primary focus of each of these was abnormal changes in the lining of the uterus. Combining these findings suggests that the LNGIUS can reduce the risk of endometrial polyps and endometrial hyperplasia over a long-term follow-up period of 2 to 5 years. Some of the studies also reported data on other outcomes of relevance to the review, including fibroids, abnormal vaginal bleeding or spotting, breast cancer recurrence, and breast cancer-related deaths. But there was insufficient data to be sure about the effects for these outcomes. More women in the LNGIUS group did experience abnormal vaginal bleeding or spotting at both 1 and 2 years of follow-up. But by 5 years, no abnormal vaginal bleeding or spotting was reported in either the LNGIUS or the control group. In summary, our review shows that the LNGIUS is moderately effective in reducing the risks of benign polyps in women who are taking tamoxifen. This is clinically relevant because polyps may be symptomatic and when identified require removal, which is likely to require general anesthesia and hysteroscopy. On the negative side, abnormal vaginal bleeding or spotting is increased for up to 2 years after LNGIUS insertion in tamoxifen users compared to those not using LNGIUS. This may increase the need for invasive diagnostic procedures to exclude hyperplasia and malignancy. Finally, the safety of the LNGIUS in women with breast cancer in terms of breast cancer recurrence or breast cancer-related deaths remains uncertain.
If you would like to read more about the LNGIUS and its effects for women taking tamoxifen, you'll find much more information in the full Cochrane review. Go to cochranelibrary.com and search for LNGIUS and breast cancer.